Pat, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. I recently read a piece that you wrote, and the headline caught my eye. Its title is "The U.S. Terrorized by Gold." What did you mean by that?
Well, it came out of a court case decided a week ago in North Carolina, where the U.S. government charged a manufacturer of what he called private value barter currency with counterfeiting United States coinage. The company issued 1 ounce silver pieces and some gold pieces and marketed them at prices a little bit above gold value. But the thing that the U.S. government didn't like is that they put a face value on them, the price at which they were selling them. And the U.S. government just didn't like the competition in issuing money. And the gentleman that started the company eventually was convicted of all four charges of basically conspiracy against the U.S. government and counterfeiting. An editorial in the New York Sun pointed out that after the trial, the attorney for the government described the man as a domestic terrorist for what he had done. But the New York Sun pointed out that the merchandise that this guy had sold actually had gone up substantially in value, in some cases three and four times since they had originally been sold, while the U.S. paper dollars that the people did not accept had actually gone down in value since that time. And the editorial questioned, well, what's the U.S. government afraid of?
What are they afraid of, Pat?
The big fear is that American citizens will realize that the government is committed to reducing the value of the U.S. dollar by a huge percentage over time and seek alternative assets to protect the remainder of their wealth, like gold and silver.
So you think that the U.S. government is committed to lowering the value of the dollar?
That's exactly what the quantitative easing programs accomplish. It explicitly expands the supply of the United States currency.
Why would they do this?
One reason is to finance government deficit spending.
Why would we allow them to do this? It seems to be a kind of a secret.
There's a general tendency of people around the world to trust that their authorities really wouldn't do something that would be harmful to the, to the citizenry, and to think that, well, the U.S. government really is destroying the value of currency by increasing the money supply, and thereby stealing the wealth of its citizenry by stealth, you might say, that people in government just wouldn't do that, but that is exactly what's happening.
And you believe this is motivated in order to pay for the programs and the debt that we have now?
It's actually been going on for decades, if not centuries. But it's ramping up in scope in the last few years.
All right. When is this going to come to a head, and when it does, what happens?
That's the big question. The United States built up a lot of capital to cushion some of the blows in previous decades, but that has largely been consumed financing government deficits. Right now, almost the demand for U.S. Treasury debt is so low that the best estimates I see is that the Federal Reserve, basically the U.S. government, is buying 70% of its own newly issued debt because nobody else will buy it. That's a pretty bad number. It's a sign that in the coming months, things could get so bad that you may not want to own U.S. dollars.
All right. Pat Heller is the owner of Liberty Coin Service here in the Mid-Michigan area. He is our precious metals and dollar expert. Pat, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.